Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now podcast number 9. Today we are going to be talking about willingness. I am Sonja Sophie and I am here with my good friend and colleague Sabine Isayan. And both of us are holistic health coaches. We've both studied the art of eating to heal your body, heal your mind, and heal your life, essentially. And that's what we're all about. And we know that it's not only about eating. If you want to love your life now, listen closely to what we're discussing today about willingness, the fifth principle of Excuses Be Gone, mentioned in the book by Dr. Wayne Dyer. So we've been talking about the other principles in the last weeks, and today is week 5, principle number 5, willingness. And I will start with a quote, and then Sabine, you will tell me what comes to mind when I say the word willingness, okay?
Okay.
So here's a quote to start with. If you are willing to be lived by it, you will see it everywhere, even in the most ordinary things. And that's by Lao Tzu. So, Sabine, willingness, what comes to mind?
Willingness. What comes to mind is being open to receiving.
Okay.
And if you are open to receiving anything you want, it's available, but it starts with being willing to receive it. Mm-hmm. We might not be aware of this, but a lot of times we are unwilling. We walk around, we pretend like we're willing to receive it.
Good point.
So with my clients, to be clients, after I do their, you know, health histories, one of the first things I ask them after we go through the whole session is, are you willing to feel better? Are you willing to have more energy? Are you willing to have a life that you love? And at first, their first thought is, of course I'm willing. But then when, you know, they start thinking a little bit more, they realize that with a great life with a lot of energy, with vitality, comes more responsibility.
Yes, and in Spider-Man, anyone who's heard about Spider-Man already knows this. With great power comes great responsibility.
Absolutely. And sometimes it is our ego keeping us from wanting that,
mm-hmm.
You know, wanting to be powerful, because then you would have to show up strong, more powerful in the world, make a difference in the world, or for yourself or your family. You can't hide anymore.
Yes.
So willingness is huge. Having the willingness.
Being empowered. So everyone says they want to be empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the question is, well, once we empower you, what are you going to be doing? You cannot do necessarily the same things anymore that you're doing right now. For instance, if you're not willing to change something in your life, for me personally, I had to realize at some point, if I don't work out very early in the morning, it's very possible that the workout is not going to happen. If the workout doesn't happen after a few days, couple of weeks, I really start feeling bad. I really notice that my body's missing the exercise. So I have to be willing to get up early every single morning. And I could sleep in longer. My husband wouldn't say anything about it. Nobody else would say anything about it.
Right.
And what a difference it makes in my life to set the alarm that early and get up early in the morning when everyone's still sleeping and come back from the gym or from the Rose Bowl where we were walking sometimes, or from the yoga session at 7 a.m. when everyone else is getting up, just getting up, right? But I have to be willing to do that. If I'm not willing, I'm not going to get the results. And people forget that often. They want to have the result and they're not willing to put in the work. They just keep looking for shortcuts or magic pills to get the result they want without being willing to do the work.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you're willing to feel good.
I am willing to feel good, yes.
So from that clear will of feeling good, the action already shows up. The action will be clear. Get up earlier, go work out, you know, and eat well, whatever it is that you need to do, because you're willing to feel good. So these are the questions we need to ask. Are we really willing to feel good? Mm. Are we willing to feel exactly. be strong? Are we willing to have the job of our dreams?
And if we are really willing, it becomes easy. That's yes. the other thing.
Right.
Right? It's, right. I still am sometimes tired in the morning. However, it is fairly easy for me to get up. It's just as easy for me to get up at 5:30 or at 4 a.m. as it is to get up at 7 or 7:30 a.m., which is what I did for a while, mm-hmm. just so that I wouldn't wake up anyone early. I was kind of submitting myself to everybody else in the house. And the house is kind of loud, so if someone walks around, someone else can always hear it. So I was willing to give up my being healthy to not disturb the lives of the others, right? Wow. Until I said, you know what, my health is more important and I really need to work out in the morning. I can't do it later in the day. It's not working for me.
Right.
So
you gave up your excuse that you might be disturbing other people. Right.
It might have been an excuse. Exactly. And I might have actually seen it at that time as this is what needs to be done. And that's what happens sometimes to people. They, in their mind, want to have something better than what they have. However, on some level, they know that if they get what they really say they want, they might be disturbing everyone else around them. If you all of a sudden have more money,
right.
you might be shaking up some things in your family. If all of a sudden you are healthy and maybe you've been sick all your life and now you're healthy, the people around you might not even know how to handle you anymore.
Right.
If you all of a sudden have this better job where now instead of working 20 hours a week, now you're working 60 hours a week, you might be inconveniencing some other people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we know that, we are more willing to kind of play down.
Absolutely.
Right? To not make waves or something. And if we're willing to not do that, then we're not willing to do the other things.
Yeah.
Right? So we can only really be willing to do one thing. So we're either willing to do the thing or we're willing to not do the thing for whatever reasons we give ourselves. And so as Dr. Wayne Dyer says, let those excuses be gone.
Mm-hmm, right. Right?
Because something else will work out. It will work itself out. I've been doing my early morning mm-hmm. workouts again now for several months. And guess what? My family didn't fall apart. It's mm-hmm. actually working much smoother
Absolutely.
Now. And people shifted around me and they've actually adjusted their routines as well. It was miraculous.
Right. So in terms of bringing willingness to food, because we're both into food and
yes.
healing through food, for me, I realized many years ago that I'm very intolerant to dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And all my life, I loved dairy. I had dairy. I used to drink Starbucks frappuccinos every single day.
Mm.
Right? And then I realized, am I willing to feel sick? Or am I willing to feel great?
Mm.
And that really was the decision. It was kind of instantaneous where I was able to give up all dairy in a moment's decision.
Mm. Good point.
And until now, I do not feel deprived at all that I'm not having dairy. I found awesome ways to replace that, you know, smooth drink or, you know, whatever.
Mm.
But never thought, oh my gosh, I'm denying myself of something because I'm willing to feel great.
Beautiful. Let me throw in here what Dr. Wayne Dyer has written on that. He has put together the four key questions about willingness. And question number one is, am I willing to take total responsibility for all the conditions in my life? All the conditions in my life. So you having dairy and not feeling good,
mm-hmm.
you taking full responsibility for that. It was easy for you to change the action and you were able to change in an instant. It didn't take you weeks or months or years.
Right.
You didn't have to wean yourself off or whatever. You say you're not feeling deprived.
Right.
Because you have, in fact, taken total responsibility for the current status of your body.
Right. Yeah. And it really is easy. It's just a mental choice. It's a decision you make momentarily. And this is the kind of work we do with our clients. You know that. Our clients come thinking, oh my gosh, it's going to be this painful experience. Hard. I need to give up sugar. I need to give up this, whatever their intolerance is. But where we take our clients is that mental block. And we unblock it. And when they unblock that and there's a new connection with the neurons in the brain, and that's that. Suddenly, eating that food that you've had for 30, 40 years, it doesn't become that important anymore. Yeah. It disappears.
Exactly.
And now you make new choices.
And it's so true. And now, thinking of certain foods, it's still sometimes a nice memory. Oh, yeah, that used to taste really good when I used to eat it. And yet, when faced with the decision of ordering something in a restaurant now, I cannot bring myself to order the pasta dish. I really want to sometimes. I'm going to the restaurant, I'm like, today I'm having pasta. I haven't had it in a couple of years. I'm having it today. And then last second, my body goes, no, can I have the salmon salad, please?
Yes.
And it's really because it has become just this kind of a memory. But in the moment, I know, you know what? It's not good for me. And I really don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want it. It's like something that we used to do as kids, that we liked doing. And now we grew up. And now it's just not something that we do anymore. And we still like to remember how fun it was when we did that as kids. And we have no desire to do it now.
Excellent.
And that's really freeing.
Absolutely.
So as soon as you take responsibility for all that you are, all that you have or don't have, and all that has come your way, you take responsibility and realize that you did play a part in it, the main part in it, then from that place you can start changing it, and you become empowered. And when you're empowered, you can create the life that you love. So the question number two that he asks is, am I willing to surrender?
Yes.
Surrender is giving oneself up to the original cause of one's being. Do not illude yourself by imagining this source to be some god outside you. One's source is within oneself. Give yourself up to it. So what does that mean again?
So what I'm seeing is surrender to it is to your deep self, your soul, your biggest joy, connection to yourself. So when the ego is not there, when you're connected to your inner soul, it wants something great. Mm-hmm. It wants to be awesome. It wants
exactly.
to feel good. It wants to be powerful. Mm-hmm. It wants to make a difference.
It wants to fly.
So surrendering to that, what Dr. Wayne Dyer is saying is being able to surrender to that instead of to the ego,
mm-hmm.
or the chatter in the head, or you can't do
pressure.
It, peer pressure, society,
mm-hmm.
what looks good, what sounds good, but really surrendering to your inner being and what it wants. So
and
I think that's
that,
it.
Yes, I think that's exactly it. And another word that we can maybe use for that, if this concept is a little hard to imagine for you, is to love yourself. So really, because what I know with my clients, I can tell if they really love themselves. And when they come to me, usually they don't. And you notice,
right?
When people come to us, they usually don't love themselves at the level that they really could and that would be best for them. Because once I have the knowledge of, for instance, a certain food really not being good for me, really being bad for me, in fact, if I truly love myself, I will stop eating that type of food and I will not feel sorry about it. And I will start eating and loving the foods. And I always say, you know, love and eat the foods that love you back. Because there are plenty of those out there, all the fruits and the vegetables, except maybe if you have a particular allergy or sensitivity. But fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, those types of things, those are foods that will actually love you back. So when you really start loving yourself and living up to making sure that you take care of yourself first, your inner self, your joy, your happiness, like you said, it becomes easy when you surrender to that.
Absolutely.
right?
Yeah. Perfect. It does become easy. Yeah, everything happens in a flow and ease. There's no forcing. There's no denying yourself. There's no neglecting yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think you had posted something. It said, treat yourself like you were someone you adored and loved. Like your baby, your just newborn baby. How would you treat that baby? You would do anything in the world to feed them the right foods, to pamper them, to love them. Treat yourself that way. And that's the beginning of healing.
Yeah, beautiful. And that brings us to the third question. Am I willing to hold the vision of where I want to take my body, my life, my relationships, my physical environment, anything that I plan on doing, right? And so here he has, you can readjust, this is from the book as well, you can readjust your willingness meter to avow that you're open to seeing an alternative vision by affirming, I am worthy of attracting unlimited abundance and prosperity into my life, regardless of what life experiences have gone before me. I only reinforce and contemplate images that are in harmony with this vision. So that goes back to last week's session is contemplation. So last week we talked about contemplation. You can go back and listen to that podcast if you want to hear more about that. But that is the third question. Are you willing to hold that vision of your healthier body, of your more abundant life, of your better career, your better relationships, and really contemplate that and not change it from week to week and fall back into this ego thinking, which would tell you that you're less than.
Absolutely.
And, right? And it won't happen anyway, but are you willing to hold that? And then that brings us to question number four, and that's a big one too. Am I willing to shed all unwillingness? And that is the million-dollar question, I think, really.
Really, really. Am I willing to let go of my unwillingness? So just looking at this question makes you want to look at, have I been willing all this time that I'm pretending that I want things? Have I been really willing? And you notice that a lot of times you have not been willing, you're unwilling. So the question now is, are you willing to let go of your unwillingness?
Yes. And again, you can do that in an instant.
Right.
Right? So you had this choice. Am I going to continue to drink my beloved Starbucks drinks or am I just going to stop? And isn't it funny how often we do run into clients in the earlier part when we first start working with them who are really unwilling to let go of something? If I make a suggestion of how about not having any alcohol for the next 2 weeks or the next 4 weeks, and some answer sometimes will come back as an, I can do anything you say except I do need to drink alcohol. I'm not willing, I can't live without that. And the question is, why?
Are you willing to feel good?
Is the next Which question. Is more important,
yes.
right? Which is more important?
Right.
To be sociable with your friends and succumb to the peer pressure usually of drinking the alcohol, or to feel right. good and to get the results that you are telling me that you want to have? Which is more important? And once you're willing to shed all unwillingness, once you become willing to do all the things that it takes, getting up earlier in the morning to get your workout in, doing extra sessions, learning some things to get that higher job position,
going to the farmer's market, buying some good fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes, instead of using that time to sit in front of the TV or do something else.
Yeah.
Are you willing to rearrange your life? Because the fact is that if you keep living your life day by day the way that you are living it now, things cannot change.
Which is a description of insanity.
It is.
doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
And isn't it funny how often we keep doing that? We get up in the morning the same way, mm-hmm. we eat the same things, we drink the same things, we say the same things to our friends and family, we do the same thing at work, and we're just hoping that one day it will be different. And the truth is, it won't ever be different unless we are willing to do things differently in the now, in the moment.
We gotta interrupt things. It's not comfortable.
Yes.
It's an interruption of your usual life, but that's what it will take.
That's what it will take.
It's an interruption of your same patterns of thinking.
Perfect. And I hate to interrupt you. But we're out of time.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. So next week we're going to talk about the sixth principle, which is passion. So after all this that we've done in the last 5 weeks, we're going to bring some passion into the picture and show you how to really take and soar with all of that. So if you haven't, go back and listen to the last 5 podcasts as well. Make yourself some notes and get ready for next week, where we're going to bring it all together and throw some passion into it. Now, very briefly, can you tell us about the workshop that you, Christina, Sargun, and Tina are holding this Saturday?
So it's April 4th.
Okay.
It's next Saturday.
No, that's in 2 weeks.
It's in 2 weeks. I mean, that's not next Saturday, in 2 weeks. I'm sorry. Yes. It's about loving your life. It's going to be a 3-hour thing. Awesome. We get to do Kundalini yoga. We get to learn about healing power of food with Tina. And we get to go in the kitchen and cook some amazing healing foods and energizing foods. And so to register for that,
it's yogaforbalance.org. So
okay.
yogaforbalance.org, or if you're part of our meetup, which is called Empowered Living Love Your Life Now in the area of Pasadena, California. If you're part of the meetup, you'll automatically get that information. And if not, we invite you to join if you're somewhat local. And if you want to come to the workshop, go to www.yogaforbalance.org and register there. And we will see you next week, when we will talk about the sixth principle of letting go of your excuses, and that is passion. Thanks for listening, and thanks, Sabine, for this great conversation. Loved it. Now go out and make it a great day. Bye.